when you first became a driver, you were a spare driver, so if drivers were off, you were given their rounds. There were a number of occasions I was sent to Huddlesford to do the deliveries there. But when I was on, when I became a full loader driver, we used to deliver to the brewery until a lot of firms in the Huddlesford area. That's how I knew where Huddlesford was. The thing is that when you went as a driver to an out station, you didn't know the area, they would always send a parcel with you who came from Huddlesford who knew where you were going, otherwise you'd be running around all day trying to get to your parcels. And they did that on a number of occasions.
And the two main drivers for Huddlesford were Jack and Jake Gibbs. Did you work with them or did you know them at Hunslet Lane?
I knew them at Hunslet Lane, and one of them, I can't remember, Jack or Jake, finished up becoming a foreman. And I can remember going to one of his funeral, but I can't remember which one it was. They were tall, stocky people, and they always wore clogs. One of the brothers had an unusual vehicle because it had a wooden frame built round it for putting the sheet over the top. That's all I can remember. They were both Thames traders. And also, I can remember when I went to the funeral, and I didn't know this until the time, there was a guy called Arthur Ellis there, was related to them by marriage, who when I worked in the Bondi warehouse was my foreman. And there was also another guy, and I'm not sure whether his name was Arthur or Alf Smith, and he was related to him, and he drove one of the overhead gantry cranes outside the yard.
They were really part of a sort of dynasty.
You had in the railway, especially, lots of family, or they were all related. There were lots of brothers and sisters that worked there. And in fact, strange as it may seem, that when my brother left school in, I don't think what year it was, he went to work at Hunslet Lane, and he worked in the rates and general office for about 2 years before he went into the civil service. You got a lot of families that had railway families. You know, I had a couple of uncles who worked on the railway on my mother's side of the family, but that's a long, long time ago. But it was a family. There were a lot of families all related, because the thing is that there was a lot of railway houses around Hunslet, and they all lived next door to one another, and they grew up, went to school together, and this is the way, and they all went on the railway, you know, sort of thing.
What would Jack and Jake's career have been like? When would they have started on the railway, and what kind of things would they have done?
I would have thought that they were probably started as horsemen, because the horses at Hunslet Lane didn't finish until the late 50s. A lot of the drivers, the lorry drivers, were ex-draymen. They'd been horses, but they'd had lorries, mechanical lorries at Hunslet Lane since before the First World War. Because there were a list in one of the offices, I don't know where it's gone to. It gave the seniority dates of the drivers going back to 1910. And it also then had in brackets whether they started, whether they were a driver or whether they were a horseman.
Right, but a lot of the goods were delivered by horse right through to the 50s.
Right, so through until the 50s. I think Hunslet Lane was probably one of the last yards to have horses.
And what did that work involve? Where did they go with the horses?
Well, they would go just all around Hunslet, mainly, with the horses. They didn't go so far with them. But you have to think that in Leeds alone, there was about 8 or 9 goods yards. And I mean, you say that the Hunslet Lane was on the Midland Railway. You'd got Hunslet East, which was on the old Great Northern. You'd got Marsh Lane, which was on the Great Northern. And then you got the Wellington Street side, which was on the North Eastern and the London and North Western Railway. And you hadn't got to go far out of the city centre before you got other depots, you know, like Wakefield, Pontefract. There was a big yard at Horsforth, the one at Guiseley. All these had, you know, had yards.
So the horses worked within a mile or so of each depot?
2 or 3 miles of each depot. Apparently there was lots of tales that old horsemen used to tell me about. If they got somebody else's horse, it wouldn't go. It knew where to go and it wouldn't go on anybody else's round. It knew where to stop, where to go, where the driver went for his dinner. If he was having an affair with somebody's wife, where they were going, all these things. These horses knew what they were doing and they knew their own rounds. And they used to always say that Johnny Sadler was the horseman. He finished up becoming the number taker and he was a real character. And he used to always say that he used to start work at 4 o'clock in the morning. And he could always tell on a Friday morning, because we used to get paid on Thursday, that many a time the horses would be in the stables with the harnesses still around from the night before, because the horseman had been, couldn't be bothered. He'd unhatch the horse and let it go down to the stables on his own. He was going home, you know. I can always remember there were loads of pictures in the old weighbridge of when the horses had gone and they're taking them all down to where they went. They're all walking back with the harnesses over their shoulder and they could see the long look on their faces.
Because they used to have competitions as well.
There was many competitions. I mean, I can remember as a kid going down to the cricket ground at Headingley. And there would be shows for the shire horses, and there'd be the co-ops, and the railway, and the breweries. it were the way we were brought up, you know, seeing the horses and carts go up and down the streets, the coalman, the co-op, the railway man, you know.
Let's go back to Jack's lorry. When you were sort of deputising for them, just tell me what the routine for was for their round.
Right, well, sorry, what happened, the rounds at Woodlesford were a joint user round, which meant that you would pick your goods up from Unsett Lane and then drive to the station, which was we Woodlesford, and pick up the parcels. There were the one driver did them both. You probably do some deliveries on your way to Woodlesford, but there was a lot of rounds in certain parts of the city and outside the city where the parcels and the goods were delivered by the same person. You would get to Woodlesford station. Woodlesford was split in half. I don't know. One did one side of the rail and one did the other. And you'd have your parcels, and then you would go out and do the goods and the parcels all at the same time, and then come back in the afternoon to the station, see if anything else has arrived, go deliver that, then do your collections. And when you'd done your collections, you would then also report back to the station to see if any parcels had been left at the station that needed to go for the goods. But another thing that used to happen at Rothwell and Woodlesford and Hagen all was that was when the rhubarb was got in, we used to go collect that and pick that up. And a lot, depending on where it was going to or what time of the day it was, some we would take to the passenger station, which would either be at Leeds Central Station or Leeds Central Station mainly, and that would go by a passenger train. If it was a large amount, it would go in a normal wagon on a normal freight train. But the express, what they call the express rhubarb, went on passenger trains.
Can you remember the places that you used to, the bigger places that you used to deliver things to?
The main one was there was a brewery, and I know there was also a chemical works in the brewery, at the further next door to the brewery. There was also a firm called Roco, which was at Swillington. There was Armitage's Brickyard, which was just up the road from there. We also delivered to all the pits. There was quite a number of pits in the area. We delivered to all, and there was quite a number of small mills and other small businesses. I can remember the Pelican thing. There was, because BRS used to have a depot up there at Pelican, and there was a number of other firms there. But as I said, I didn't do a lot of delivering round there because, as I said, I was only a spare driver for a small amount of time, and then was sent all over the place. Right. And then once I got my own rounder, I just, you know, we did our own thing, sort of thing, you know.
Tell me about that parcels traffic that went through Woodlesford. Where did the parcels come from?
Well, there was a main parcel hub in Leeds Station, at Leeds City Station and at Leeds Central Station. They were coming passenger on the passenger trains, and because they didn't have a van driver, they would be put on then the passenger train that would be stopping at Woodlesford, which would be the trains that went to Sheffield and Castleford and Pontefract and all around there. They would stop there and they would take the parcels off, or they would put the parcels on the trains if it was going to another place, but it was only the parcel situation.
Why were there so many parcels there?
Well, because the railway carried everything, and then we also had a number of contracts with all the mail order firms, which also meant that when people were sending stuff back to the mail order firm that were going back, we had to pick them up and take them back to whatever they were going back to. Because I know when I went to work at Bradford Valley Goods Yard, my job, they always give it to relief drivers, was to do the Grattan's returns, as they called it, and all you did was take loads of stuff that's come back from, to go, take them up to Grattan's warehouse up Lee Road there, and deliver them, and then come back with an empty trailer. Most of the mail order stuff was done, what they call, by the parcels, not by the freight side. We just did the heavy stuff, but all the mail order stuff was done on the railway.
Can you remember the names of the other companies?
There was Grattan's, Empire Stores, Kay's. The Grattan's had a place in Bradford. Empire Stores had a place in Bradford and in Wakefield. But yeah. Kay's had a massive warehouse in just off Water Lane, which wasn't far from Unsett Lane, Goodyear.
Tell me about delivering to the brewery. What was that like?
Well, when you deliver to breweries, the first thing you always found out when you got there was where was the allowance for them to go get you 3 pints of beer. And we used to deliver to a lot of breweries in Leeds, because there were a lot of breweries in those days. I can always remember we used to go to Ein Coop's Brewery, which was the old Melbourne Brewery on Regent Street in Leeds, which took Double Diamond there, and Skull Lager. And Skull Lager was brewed in Wrexham. We used to go there on the morning, and you'd do a couple of runs to the brewery before you went out on your round, which meant that you could have your breakfast in the canteen at 7:30 with a pint of bitter before the day's work started. But that's the way it was on the railway, like I said. But the enjoyable thing about breweries was that they always gave you a drink when you got there, no matter who you were or where you were. It was the way of the world in those days.
And what specifically can you remember about Bentley's as such?
I can remember Bentley's because when you drove into Bentley's brewery, you went under a big archway. And that's about all I can remember about the actual brewery. And there was like a big yard and all the different departments were off it, but you went under a big archway, and it was right at the side of the railway. And you had to be careful, especially if you went with a BD container, when you came out, you didn't hit the bridge, because the bridge was a bit narrow. There's been a number of vehicles that hit that bridge, a number of freightliner vehicles and railway vehicles have hit that bridge over the years. A BD was an old 17-foot wooden container. You had BD containers, which were 17 foot, and they had doors at the side and at the back. They also had insulated containers, which carried fresh food, which had dried ice in. You had an A-type container, which was a bit smaller, and a D-type container, which was an open container, which carried fire bricks. We used to have a lot, especially to foundries. And then there were other number of containers called SWs, which were on wheels, which were horrible things to use, because they had these little wheels, they put a ton in them, and half the time the wheels wouldn't go around anyway. And when you roll them onto the back of your vehicle, if you didn't get in the right direction, the wheel would go straight through the floor of the vehicle, and that was it. Mm-hmm. People always think containerisation is a modern thing, but it was devised by Isambard and Kingdom Brunel, actually, to save having to transship goods out of his wagons, because he had a different gauge to everywhere else, onto the other ones, and also from the canals across, to save having to move stuff.